Ciao, and welcome to Life Out Loud. I am your host, Desiree Melfi-Bozzo. We are going to use this space to share experiences and help you find lasting, unshakable, unwavering, unmessable with joy and gratitude. We're going to be throwing around encouragement, a little bit like confetti, and giving you support to live your very best life. Ciao, and welcome to Life Out Loud. I am your host, Desiree Melfi-Bozzo. I want to start out this podcast with a question for you. I want to know if you have ever had the perfect morning. One of those mornings when you wake up a few minutes before the alarm clock would have rudely jolted you into reality. A morning where right before you even open your eyes, you can tell that the sun is just shining because you can feel it in your bones. It's a morning where at one point you literally say to yourself, oh Shazam, I might have gotten this life, wife, mama, career gig on lock, and you sing the word lock just because you can. My morning that I had like this was going so good that I put a load of laundry in and started my week ahead of the game. It was glorious, dare I say, amazing. I even opened the washing machine after the first load was done to find that it had snowed. Wait, what? At first I was in awe because, sweet friends, I love the snow and it was kind of pretty. But then the coffee kicked in and my brain actually started working properly. And I realized that the snow in the washing machine wasn't snow at all. And usually when I see that sight, it's a bad thing. I started to rationalize what could be wrong and thought, oh, it's just a Kleenex. I was a little bit in denial, thinking, let's please have it be just a Kleenex. No big deal, except as I fished out more pieces, I realized it was fluffy and slimy all at once. And then as I scooped out handfuls of fluffy, slimy, what I know to be called fluff pulp, I realized I was living my very own G-rated mom version of a Britney song. Oops, I did it again. I would love to say that this was the first time I have ever made this mistake, but it's not. Don't tell anybody. It's here that I want to actually pause and offer a free shout out. Hey, Samsung, free plug. You make a killer washing machine and dryer. Thanks for handling all my laundry room woes like a champion. I digress. As I sat there on my hands and knees in a mess of fluff pulp and soggy clothes cleaning out my washing machine on what was once that perfect morning I was going on and on about, I realized that it was time to make sure that this silly thing didn't happen again. It also reminded me that as humans, it often takes us a few times to learn the lesson set before us. And that got my brain begging the question, why as humans do we have to go through the same lessons time after time after time, never really learning them? I'm wondering if it's because we're trying to do too much and we're trying to do it too fast and we're trying to be too many places at once. As humans, we were never meant to be pulled in so many different directions. We weren't designed to go at breakneck speed for weeks and months and years on end. As a woman who wants to help people live their best life, I have always begun the process by first looking inward. I can't possibly help others if I don't have this figured out. So I took a long, hard look at how this mistake kept happening. Like, how on God's beautiful green earth do I keep washing pull-ups? Seriously. I came up with some solutions that I kind of want to share with you. The first one is to end multitasking for good. I'm going to be honest and say while I was throwing in laundry, I was also in the middle of a few other things. Zipping around the house, rushing between thing to thing to thing. I don't know who besides me needs to hear this, but multitasking does not, under any circumstance, make you more efficient. Friends, when we were told that multitasking was the key to productivity, that was a lie. Cleveland Clinic says that multitasking isn't really multitasking at all. It's actually, and I quote, individual actions in rapid succession. I'm tired just thinking about that. Studies have shown that when multitasking, your productivity can actually go down by 40%. 40%. I don't know about you, but in my life, I need every percentage point of efficiency that I can find. 40% is a little excessive and pretty unacceptable. So say it with me. Stop the multitasking. The second tip is one that we literally all know, but literally never do. Slow down. There is only one way for me to effectively explain this one. Are you ready? Breathe. Literally. That's where it begins. It is as simple and as complicated as that. I am a firm believer that slowing down is an art. It is something that we can create and we can perfect it. And when we do, it is stunning. Deep breaths get us centered. Feeling the air in our lungs, feeling our bellies expand, our shoulders start to relax. The tension just falls away from our neck and our face and our jaw. The very essence of a deep cleansing breath is enough to slow down our bodies for a moment. And in that moment, we can get recentered. And in that recenteredness, we can consciously slow down. When you have the discipline to slow your body and your mind, you think clearer, you make more effective decisions, and you are able to show up fully in the space you're in. Which brings us to the third tip. Stay present. When you stop multitasking, when you have slowed the pace way, way down, you are able to entertain the notion of staying present. Friends, an undisciplined mind causes chaos. I mean mass chaos. Or at the very least, snow in the washing machine. I don't know about you, but under the right circumstances, I can go from mindful zen to a mind full of tasks and to-dos needing to get done in about 3.7 seconds. There is a mantra that has been a powerful tool to me and one I use all the time. It's be where your feet are. If my feet are in the laundry room, my mind must be on the task at hand. If I am working out, all of my energy, all of my mind must be focused on my run, the weights I'm lifting, or the bike that I'm on. If I am with people, if I am with my humans, I must show up fully present for them. Don't get me wrong. This one sounds easy, and I know full well it is the hardest to abide by. But it can be done. When we discipline our minds, we discipline our lives. And when we discipline our lives, well, the laundry gets done a lot better. And if I can be honest, we have richer relationships with other humans. Now, maybe pull-ups don't find their way into your washing machine. Perhaps yours is something else. I encourage you, though, look at these tips and see where you can implement them in your life. For me, I'm grateful my lesson in washing pull-ups has an easy fix. A friendly sticky note on my washing machine now reminds me that it is a fluff pulp free zone. I hope that these three tips help you to live your best life. Sweet listeners, I would love to hear from you. Leave me a message in the comments where you might use these tips in your life. Which ones come easy to you and which ones are really, really hard? Come back next time and let's throw more encouragement around like confetti. But be careful. If you get too close, you just might get some on you. Until we meet again, remember, there is always something to be thankful for. thank you for joining me, Desiree Melfi Bozzo, for this episode of Life Out Loud. I would love to hear from you. Leave me a comment. Tell me what topics you want to talk about and how you take your coffee. If you enjoyed what you heard, text a friend the link, share it on social media, or if you're interested in becoming a supporter, bebop over to my webpage, lifeoutloud.me, and sponsor a cup of coffee that keeps this podcast fueled. Until next time, sweet listeners.